Hey, happy belated birthday to Ric Flair. Just want to throw that one out there. I missed it the other day. Ric Flair, woo! 70 years old. Happy birthday there, Mr. Flair. Do you know the Muffin Man? The Muffin Man. We're not talking about him. We're talking about the Muffin Woman. A muffin boss says that millennials won't work for free. Muffin Breaks, that's the place. The GM, her name's Natalie, said that there has been a decline in the number of young people asking for work experienced or unpaid work. You don't see it anymore. Before, 10 years ago probably, people would be knocking on your door all the time and you couldn't keep up with how many people wanted to come in and learn and work. That's what she said. She said she'd run programs due to the number of people seeking unpaid work. In essence, it wasn't really working for free because she can tell you every single person that did those programs eventually got hired and they got a job that they would not have, she said, if they wouldn't have done those programs. She added that young candidates, I guess you could say millennials today, think they're better than the job and later went on to blame social media. She said, quote, I think everybody thinks social media is going to get them ahead somewhere, somehow. There's definitely the inflated view that the, you know, you're more important and the more likes and followers you have, the more important you are. I don't think she's totally wrong. What do you guys think? She's getting a lot of heat for what she said online. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Liv, what is that with your fingers there? You're pondering? She's tapping her finger. She's like, I'm ready to chime in on this one.
I was just thinking. I do that when I'm thinking. At first, when you teased this, I was like, oh, that woman, blah, 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 blah. I didn't agree at all. But once you explained it, I 1,000% agree.
I do too. I mean, I remember like interning for free, for like almost a year just to get my foot in the door of a radio station. And radio's a unique business. I don't know if it's the same for everything, but I think a lot of places, if you work or do those jobs or come in at those weird hours to get the experience, the hand-on knowledge and learn, that gives you a better chance. And I feel like not everybody, because not every millennial is a bum. There are great millennials out there. But I feel like now it's like, oh, I don't want to do all that. I just want to do the job.
I did the same thing. I lived at my parents' house in New Jersey and worked in New York. And I commuted into work every day. It was a one-hour commute. And wow. The show was from 7 to 11 p.m. And I went in to answer phones for a year for free. They called it interning, but I wasn't even actually an official intern at that point.
Why are you saying did? That's what you still do.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we got the lines ringing if you could go grab those real quick.
What was the counter argument to this? Like, what are people, what's the heat she's getting online? Like, I'm curious to know what their defense of this is.
They're saying it's outrageous that you should be expected to work and intern or learn these things and not get paid for it. It's like, how am I supposed to survive if I don't?
So I think like she means more of like have an apprenticeship almost. Like, obviously, like the people that would work there are people that are interested in baking, owning their own bakery, baked goods. But I get that. I mean, when I had an internship in college at a radio station, I did not get paid. So I had to have another job. I was working in like close to 20 hours a week at the radio station. And then I was working 20 hours a week at the gym. And then I also was taking 16 hours of classes. So I was scheduled every minute of my day. I just schedule in when I was going to eat. And like, that's just what you have to do to get places.
What's funny is that whenever I was thinking about starting in radio and interning in radio, I told my parents, I was 18 and I was still living at home at the time. So I told my parents what I wanted to do and that it would be an unpaid internship and that it was downtown and it would cost me $5 a day to park. So if you're interning, you know, a couple days a week, like how much that is a month. So essentially I'm paying them to work there. And it was a massive fight. It was actually me that was willing to do it and my parents who were not willing to support it. My dad especially told me I was a moron and that I might as well just move out of their house because I was such an idiot that I would ever work for free like that and pay to work. And that was a huge thing. So I almost did not even have a career in radio. If I would have listened to him, I would not have had a career in radio because that's how I got started. But I think one thing that so many, first of all, there's so many things I could say about this, but like you need to, no matter what field it is, you do need to at least do one day of job shadowing. Even if you're not going to do an unpaid internship or a paid internship, you have to job shadow one day because there are so many things that you are going to realize that you may or may not like about that career choice. I can't tell you how many interns I've had over the years just in radio alone. I mean, I knew within 5 seconds of meeting them that they were not cut out for this career, but sometimes it takes them a couple hours and they're like, yeah, I could never do this. But if you don't do that and you go to college, you spend, you know, $80,000, get a degree, $100,000, whatever, and then you spend all that money and then you get that job and then you realize you hate it, that's the worst. And I have had so many friends do that who work in like finance and stuff like that. They just realize, this is so boring, I hate it.
When are we going to tell Liv the Web Girl that she's not cut out for this?
Hey!
Erin, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Have you ever been doing an unpaid internship?
Yeah, so I'm actually on my way to my unpaid internship right now.
Good for you.
What's the industry?
The government.
Okay.
Ooh.
So see, those are the types of things I feel like it makes sense. You definitely need to be an intern.
Yeah, well, the funny thing is that, like, when I was trying to apply for it, they told me, like, we don't have the money in our budget, so we're not going to be able to pay you. And I'm like, yeah, I understand that. And then my first day on the job, they gave me a packet with, like, the salary information for everyone in the city. And there's thousands of unbudgeted dollars in my department for positions that haven't been filled yet.
Ooh.
Well, you need to apply.
Yeah. So I'm like, you're going to tell me you don't have money, but then you're going to give me, like, the information that says you have money.
That's how it always goes. You'll learn that quick in your internship. The government has the money. They'll put it where they want to put it.
Yeah, they're taking mine back soon. Man, my tax return is screwed up. John, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You disagree with what?
It's not that I disagree with anything. It's just I use social media to further my career. I don't believe that she needs to have unpaid interns learn the job. I mean, people start at a regular entry-level position and use that to build their resume to get the experience that they need, and then network on, like, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, whatever it is. I worked at Taco Bell as a shift manager for 3 years in order to get the experience I wanted, and now I'm a branch manager.
Okay.
Okay, so I think what they meant by that, though, was like having Instagram likes. Like, obviously, social media like LinkedIn, that can help you get a job.
Wait, John, were you like Instagramming your Nacho Bel Grande and your Burrito Supremes? They're like, dang, we got to hire him.
No, I don't think that was it at all. I think that it's just if you take an entry level position, you just, as long as you have the right work ethic, somebody's going to recognize that.
I also think, too, with the Instagram thing, I think she kind of meant like the lifestyle. Like, I think a lot of millennials follow these people that have an unrealistic life.
Social media influencers?
Yeah, social media influencers, people off The Bachelor, Bachelorette, all these people that are jet setters, world traveling, going to these amazing events and everything like that. And they want that for their life. And so then, like, I have friends that expect to be able to get 6 weeks off for vacation in an entry-level job.
That's
and
insane.
It's like, that's insane, and that is not realistic. And also, I have so many friends that are trying to become lifestyle bloggers, and it's like, look, that's... It works for some people, but you can't put all your eggs in that basket.
You know why they're expecting 6 weeks of vacation, though? They see Liv the Web Girl's gone for like a month and a half around Christmas.